If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go take the show, man. No proof, I'm alive by the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I never ever traded him. Know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube if you want some French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, who could quibble after a weekend like that, Tommy? Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up? Haven't seen you in a minute.
I know. It's been a while.
Have heard sprinklings of Tobin being Tobin.
Yeah, people get mad at me on Twitter now. I don't even know.
Of course they are.
I don't even know.
You didn't have nothing to do, and you said, you know what? Let's go trolling.
I have found myself, the way the kids say it is, I got time today. And I just have found myself, you know, just like, let's just have fun with the Twitter today. Let's just annoy the holy hell out of people. And it's been easy. It's been easy because I just sit back and I laugh and I laugh at people being so angry all the time because you can't tweet anything anymore. Everybody's got the same reaction. I'm mostly talking about heat tweets, but it's like the most, you know, mundane thing I put out and be like, shut up, the heat, Pat Riley's sleeping, bro. I'm just like, I know, I said that already too. Enough. You can't get, you know, everything that they've said, it's like it's already been said 1,000 times. I get it. Enough already. But, you know, I just like having fun. I'd like just sitting back in my little perch with my busy thumbs. Makes them so mad, Leroy.
Yeah, well, in your world, you were doing that. Me and Marcos were planning. While you were scouting the summer league.
Oh, what a summer
league. I was scouting the fireworks place.
Oh. Yeah, you're full like, Davy. You're a full Davy, hey, man.
I've created a monster. Goes, I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, he goes, I'm going to be in the movies, but I want you to text me and let me know what our traffic situation is and what the lines are looking like.
I needed recon before I went there.
So how did it go? How did your explosive show go? Oh,
let me tell you. As much as I've said that I didn't like the fireworks because of the ass beating I got from almost burning the house down when I was a little kid, right? Still scars me. You got to be responsible. And here's the deal. No tubes. So I didn't get nothing in a tubular form because when I did my research, those are the ones that fall. Right?
Yeah.
And then here's where I know I'm not quite Davey yet. Because once or twice a year, you're going to see this. Somebody light a firework, throw it in the bottle, and run inside. But they holding the firework. And they threw the lighter in the bottle.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the other one. Here's why I know I'm not full Davy. There was a guy who strapped the Ripper. And Ripper is the grand finale.
The hell's the Ripper?
Onto his waist. Strapped it onto his waist. Lit it up. It was going, whoa! As the fireworks were shooting everywhere.
It's incredible.
There has been people who have held up the I call it the Statue of Liberty, right? They hold up the firework upside down and shoot themselves.
Oof.
Right? So this is all I had in my mind when I was in there with my impressionable son.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to think he got to one-up everything. So I say, here's the deal. We only getting boxes. We only getting things that sit flat. No tubes. No nothing like that. And it was a great time. You know, now, I will tell you. Dear fireworks makers, this is just your boy being safe, trying to take all the necessary precautions so that there is no injuries. There were no injuries. It went on, you know, tried to be as safe as possible. Can we make that stem a little bit damn longer?
A stem for what? Like the fuse or the stem?
The fuse. Well. Because here's why. You got about the same amount of time Tua got to throw the football.
You're backing up like Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, no, dude. I'm in the running position. I got that torch, right? As soon as I see a spark, I'm out. And then somebody say, I don't think you lit it. I say, well, let's give it a second.
We were sitting here like Mike McDaniel.
Hey. But, yeah, it was a few more people than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Marco swung by. We didn't have not one morsel of food left.
Oh, the food was good. Yeah. The fireworks were great in the air, but the fireworks that came out of me after this hot dog, I'll tell you what, that was pretty good stuff right there.
Hey,
I don't even see a hot dog. Exactly.
I told him.
What are you, Sonic the Hedgehog?
I would change his mind on hot dogs.
Yeah. It's hard to see here, but there is pieces of sausage and ground beef and chili on top of a hot dog. Somewhere there's a hot dog, I promise.
My God.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
That's what, wait. See, and Marco's being slick.
Mm.
Put that picture down.
Why?
You ain't show him a picture of the other plate.
Oh, no, I did. Oh, I had another plate. That was just
you
one.
Thinking that's what he ate?
Oh, no.
Hey, you thinking that's what he ate?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I topped off with.
That looks either like a warm-up or a cleanup. Like, that's sure. Like,
well, he got himself a plate, and then he was eating. Then I brought the hot dog, and he's like, what is that? Yeah.
I got the meat sweats in about 10 minutes. It was crazy. I didn't expect it, but it happened.
Hey, see, you know what's crazy? Whenever I do stuff like that, I don't eat because we'll eat. Like while I'm cooking. So Fonz cooked some jerk chicken, right? I'll get a little piece of jerk chicken. I'll try a little bit of chili. I'll eat a couple of ribs. And I'm doing that the whole time I'm cooking. Mm. And so by the time when everybody come over to eat, I'm like full.
Did you did J Fig come by for the famous July 6th celebration?
Oh. No. I knew I just see bling in the private jet.
So here's how it went. So I had people come over, and you got to be tricky with the weather, right?
Oh.
So I told people come over like 3, 4, 4:30. So because they have kids and people want to get in the pool, at least you'll get a little pool time. If we have to go inside, we still good. You had some fun, right? It didn't rain, and it was hot.
Oh, yeah.
It was. How many people was in the pool? I mean, 15, that's not counting the dog. That's not counting the dogs,
jeez, right?
Who like they're like? And
you had your looking like a community pool. Like yeah, like everybody in there.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Oh my goodness!
It's a good time.
You just like damn near needed a lifeguard because you know the kids are in there. I got to make sure they got the floaties on. Hey, they say, I can swim. No, you're not. That's called sinking and pushing up off the bottom. Put the floaties on. Not on my watch.
Oh, hey, man.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we did that. Then we had somebody. I don't want to say her name. A female who had a little bit to drink, who Fonz and his friends were throwing the Nerf football in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she could tackle folks.
Oh, no.
Right. Now, I'll stop this right away.
Good call.
Right.
Good call. Was that after this?
He said, my husband plays rugby and like, yeah, I know how to, I can play. And I'm like, hey, Ray Lewis, go sit your ass down. Right.
Liquored up Ray Lewis.
Right. No, because guess what? She did everything but what they call it, the squirrel. She was out there acting a fool. And all we need is for, she said, come on, come on. She go, I said, I don't play football no more. She go, why? No check. Stop. No, y'all not getting me. Let's like, man who pulls a muscle with water balloon toss does not go back to playing football.
Fair. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto
Ford. We know trucks.
Marlins, they got a walk-off home run from Jake Berger. They beat the White Sox 7-4. All right. There you go. Tanner Scott, he was named the Marlins National League All-Star. And then sure enough, Craig Mish reports he's likely going to be traded.
Wow, so how does that work? If he gets traded before the All-Star game, what team, what jersey does he
wear? Good question. I think you go to the team that you're on. I don't think you rep.
So then does another person go?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. It's a good question.
So that means the Marlins have no players?
Well, I don't know. They may hold out. It's next Tuesday. Maybe the Marlins wait until after the All-Star game, and then they ship his ass out. But he's had a great year. He's had a great year. Right. Every good team needs a bullpen, a lefty bullpen arm. Sorry, Marcos, that's a Jazz Chisholm jersey you're wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch says he's getting traded, too.
Okay, so what are we even doing here? What's the plan? What are we doing here? We're just like, what talent we have, we're just unloading all talent, then.
You know what? The more things change, the more things stay the same.
Yeah, but at least this team sucks. So, like, you know,
all the other ones didn't. We never traded players from a good team.
Oh, that's not true. They've traded.
After different situation. After they won the World Series, and they broke it down, right? But I'm saying this is no different than Stanton and Yelich and whatever. They had no success.
Well, they have no success this year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay. So you're not trading. You're trading good players off a bad team.
So are we going to trade Sandy? Trading
good players off a good team.
Sandy comes back. We're going to trade Sandy. Why don't we trade Yuri?
He's got no arm.
Trade everyone. This what are we doing?
He's out this year, and then he's going to be. Here's how he's going to go. So everybody need to pay attention. He's out this year. He's going to be on the pitch count for half of next year. Right?
Probably. Yeah.
And then we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So there's nothing that could possibly happen.
Although theoretically, like, this is the one thing with the Marlins this year, if you wanted to give up some kind of excuses, I mean, they've had, you know, 12 different starters because all of their arms got hurt. That's a pretty great acquisition in the offseason is Sandy and Yuri. But for right now, worst team in the National League. Panthers. They have begun engraving the names on the Stanley Cup.
Oh, so the names get engraved, then it travels.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The keeper of the cup, he tweeted out the I got to get you guys the pictures because the keeper of the cup, like, he looks exactly like an engraver would look, you know, long but mustache.
The
keeper of
the cup is not the engraver.
No, I know, but he tweeted out the process. I don't think let me tell you something about this engraver. He don't have Twitter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is this was passed down.
Is he old? Like you know what it looks like? Have you ever seen like, when they do the British Open? Because you know when they do the Open Championship, they engrave it, at the end. We're like right there. They put the name on it, and so you see that guy. He looks like the OG,
him. Yeah, it may be an old picture. I'm not really sure.
It might be an old picture. He's the first guy.
He looks like the blacksmith from Vikings. This is crazy.
Is he smoking a pipe or?
I don't know.
This is Mr. Feeney. Mr. Feeney actually works on the cup in his spare time.
I think this lady is doing the actual one right here. Really? I'm not sure.
Look how little that writing is.
I know.
Man, so they do it with a mallet? That's crazy.
Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, old school engraving.
That's rough.
Same guy who's making the sword for Ragnar.
You think engravings done with a machine?
Yeah.
I think they could do it with a machine these days. Like, if you get a dog tag for Zeus, you could go to PetSmart and they'll do it laser style.
But here's the problem, though. And this is what's crazy. Do you have to do the whole plate over if you make a mistake? Or do they add the team to one plate? Or is it a plate with a couple? All right, it's crazy.
Well, no, I think it's got spots. So, like, you remember we saw it. It was, like, rings. And so there'll be bare spots.
But that's
so
what I'm saying. I'm guessing there's just a plate that it looks like they're doing it right to the cup. But
are we saying?
Like, almost you could take a plate over and then put it on.
Are you saying that this is not the current engraver?
I'm willing to say that black and white, look at the tools and the rust and all that. I'm gonna go ahead out on the limb and say, nah, dude. And let me tell you something. By the looks in them glasses, he is struggling to actually see.
There's a better chance this guy is in a grave than engraving that damn thing.
Hey, Deborah, how do you spell Verhage?
Oh, good luck, dude. Good. I still don't know.
I bet you that guy could get it right.
He better. He has no choice.
Better.
Yeah, honestly, though. Wow. He's probably spelled a lot of crazy names.
Oh, somebody said, JFix said, I read somewhere that they leave the mistake.
Well, she is a sneaky hockey expert all of a sudden, can't put it past her.
Very strange. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We talk about the greatest thing that happened in sports this weekend.
Ooh.
Heat Kings Summer League next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. Good to be back here with you. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. Oh, what a day it was yesterday, Leroy. You know, there's been a lot of angst around the Heat fan. You know, no trades being made. Caleb Martin goes to the Sixers for less money. And you know, you need
now, some- I heard that the Heat did not offer him that. It was being discussed, but they never officially offered him that contract.
You heard that?
Yeah.
What I guess was reported is they wanted him to opt in and then give him an extension. But once his opt out date passed, they can't give him the extension anymore.
Right.
So that's what was being discussed. Apparently, the agent thought that he was going to get more lucrative deals. It was kicked around that he was going to make something like $15 million a year. He ends up getting about $8
million. So, right, but that's my point. He didn't opt in. And that's, you know, he kind of thought that the market would bear more than it did.
Right, which it did
not. But it wasn't a situation where the Heat let him go or he even made a bad decision. Most people that think they're going to make more money opt out.
It's a weird time right now in the NBA because everybody's kind of trying to learn this second apron thing, and you know, there's a lot of people doing, you know, decisions on who you actually pay and who are you going to give, you know, these chunks of money to. And so it sucks he ends up going to the Sixers. I kind of already
That sounds like a petty move, right?
That he went to the Sixers.
Yeah,
a little bit. Maybe, but he's gone. And, you know, a lot of great memories from Caleb. I mean, a great 3 years that he gave the Miami Heat, tremendous playoff player, especially a year ago when he was damn near arguably the Eastern Conference Final MVP. But now he's, you know, inevitably doomed to second round exits with the Philadelphia 76ers. So best of luck to him.
Sick of this guy, dude. We got
Why?
The bring in his twin brother. What is he doing right now?
You don't want him.
Where's Cody?
He don't never play.
We made Caleb. We can make Cody. Same thing, dude. Have fun in Philly.
Cody was a first round draft pick.
I feel like we've already made Caleb Martin respectfully because I was watching last night and Keyshawn Johnson, he could do all the same stuff. Like same they've already thing. Done it. It's already been done. Like this is the thing is you keep getting mad at the Heat. And you keep like, I can't believe we let this guy go. Wait, I'm watching last night.
In defense to all these people.
Yeah.
You started them down this path with your rant.
What do you mean?
Don't tell me what you mean.
What do you mean what I mean?
When you yelled at the window and yelled toward Pat Riley and all
that.
Hold on. You started this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want everybody to kind of backtrack. It doesn't work like that.
No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Minus one for persuasion.
No, it's not minus one because you aren't talking about the same things. We're talking about getting new players. No. You're talking about me yelling about getting new players, not yelling about losing old players. It's a different thing.
Listen, free agency is free agency. When your team looks the same and you did not win, they don't know what these young players going to look like. And furthermore,
they should.
Furthermore, if I might add, what's the chances of these young players playing the first year anyway? Because history has proven that Spo doesn't play young players.
Jaime played. Tyler played.
Yeah, because they only had eight available.
Doesn't matter. They played.
Okay. All right, now you're kind of backtracking here.
I'm not backtracking. I don't understand your take. Your take is I'm yelling about players leaving when it wasn't. I was saying go get new players. They're different rants, dude.
You were yelling about...
No, you're trying to do the thing where... No.
You're trying to box in a take that I never made.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I stand by my take of go get new players. Let's go. Get me somebody. But the idea of losing the undrafted guys, like they're not going to... a new factory.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that everybody's mad at Caleb leaving or whatever. I'm saying they're more mad that it seems like nothing is happening. You see what I'm saying?
That's not. What does that have to do with what I said, though? Caleb leaving and what I was ranting about are not the same thing.
I'm not saying they are, but at what
you just
I am.
Did.
No.
You accused me of starting a riot.
You started a riot with your comments about Pat Riley and the Heat earlier last week.
I will say, though, I'm off Trae Young. Have you seen these workout videos that he does?
But Trae 05.
He does. I know. Trae 05 does slap. You know what? That's the kids say.
He does the same. He's on that same workout as Thunderbutt. Right?
Dude, he is, but worse. Yeah. Like, he's doing this video where he puts, like, this, you know, this music behind it. And he does like two rubber bands and then he looks like he's out on the beach just taking a vacation. I'm like, is this supposed to fire you up? Like, what is this? I don't understand. I was like, I don't know if this guy's going to fit in with Heat culture.
We work in.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? What is he doing? This last one really like, I'm like, is he exercising or is he vacationing? What's going on here? Because he was like driving in a car. I was expecting him to have like a weighted vest on or something like that. And then it looks like, you know, he's about to go build a sandcastle after like two toe touches.
So, in other words, you agree with me. We don't want Trae.
I may be off him.
Okay.
I may be off him. Okay. It just is like, I'm like, what is
Which
he doing?
Which means that now we have the setup for the same thing we had with Kyle Lowry. What is this? Is it a car commercial?
He's like posting these. He posts one every day. But this is literally all he did. He's like, he's got a rubber band on the beach. He does like two runs and then
I got to tell you, doing those workouts, he don't look as short.
I don't know, but that was like, wait, that's it?
That was it.
Oh, and he goes, grinding. Another day, another opportunity. I'm like, to what? To like relax on the beach?
Yeah, you know, we get some work in on that? The beach.
He ain't even got no tightness to it.
That's what I was saying.
He's working on no core strength. He's not going around the cones. He's going to the cones.
Dude needs to fire his media intern.
What is going on?
He needs to fire his quads and base and whatever.
They put it in black and white just to hide the fact that, like, it's like, all right, this video sucks. Let's make it black and white.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's a fair point. But I was like, another day, another opportunity. I'm like, you're on vacation.
And he's wearing shades and a bucket hat.
I don't even know if that was really Trae Young.
I know. That dude looked tall.
I think it's just the angle. See, it looks like it's downhill.
He looks like Trae Thompson.
But look, he ain't even going around the cones. Most of the time you do those drills, you go around those cones.
He's like, whew. burning.
That was 5 yards, dude. He really just like stop and go for 5 yards.
I didn't. Yeah. I did more of a workout getting my fireworks to their fireworks display place.
I was like waiting. I was like, I put the Trey Young on notifications. Yeah, let's see what he tweets out. And I get this video. I'm like, what is this?
It's crazy. That video is like, nah, I think I'm good off this guy.
Yeah, so in other words, you maybe have jumped the gun a little bit on Trey Young.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, the workout videos have not inspired.
Now, but can I just say, if workout videos are making a break whether you want a player, you didn't really want him in the first place.
No, that's not true. Some people are very good at social media.
Yeah, but
you don't know this because
you don't know what kind of workouts he's doing. I'm just saying, like,
well, here's what I do know. I know that typically when people post stuff on social media, that's the best they got.
Right. I got you. But I'm just saying, if you have questions after seeing that 5 second video, you had questions before that. You don't just 5 seconds of a man's career or off season don't change your mind that quickly. So you had questions beforehand.
Would have preferred just a video of him making a sandcastle. More impressed, artistic.
Yeah, see, he loves the beach.
I mean, but that, and then see, now, if the workout was intense, here's how Toby would have came in. Leroy, guess where he was working out? Yeah. Guess where he was working out? On the beach. Guess who has beaches? He would have put some crazy twist on it.
It's a good Tobin.
Hey, if some butts, but you want to know something? He didn't work out hard, so it didn't matter.
Oh my goodness. You see, look, he always says that I try to make stuff up, right? But you also have a unique ability to wiggle your ass out of any tight spot.
You mean I have the ability to have an opinion about what's the content of a video and what's not? Like, yes, of course. If the video was an intense workout, I would be impressed by it. Instead, it looked like he was about to play some cornhole.
Puff piece. Hey, so, but my question is if that's all it took to change your mind on a supposedly 26-10 guy, then you had questions beforehand.
I don't know.
It can't be that easy.
I don't know, dude. You saw the video.
Let me tell you something. Kyle Lowry, I said the same thing about Kyle Lowry and them little puff workouts, and you wasn't having it.
No, he was at the was at the UFC facility. No. That was one video. He was at the UFC facility. He was working out. Deontay Wilder was there. We were having a good time.
Wait. What does Deontay Wilder have to do with him doing toe taps?
I love the fight game.
Right. But then with that day, that's still you would not allow any. You wouldn't allow me to say anything about that Kyle Lowry workout. Now
it wasn't very nice. I mean, it wasn't very nice what you were saying.
Because it wasn't. Those two workouts look samesies to me. One is just at UFC, so you got all excited because of
No, not fair. Kyle had a sweatsuit on. You know, he was trying to lose some lbs. You know, Trey Young, he had the bucket hat on. I'm like, what is he doing? Is another day another opportunity to what? Vacation?
So that's the cutoff, right? If somebody's working out in a bucket hat and sunglasses,
it would help. Yeah, if he was in a weighted vest on the beach, that would help. But he's not. He looks like he's about to go hang den.
You think Trey Young's not in shape?
I don't think that he's not in shape. I just think he should think twice about putting that video out there.
And again, I'll say if that video changed your mind on a player, a supposedly
what did you think of the video?
Game-changing player. I think it is a fluff piece that athletes put out, and I don't make nothing of it, good or bad. It's the same thing I made of the Kyle Lowry. The only reason why I got into
bad of that,
but because you were so extreme the other way. That's
but you made bad of it
because you were so extreme the other way.
So you think this is good?
You're making a bigger deal about it than it is. That's what brings me to my point, that if you're making that big of a deal about a 5 second workout, then clearly you had questions about Kyle Lowry before that. Yeah, that can't change. If that's changing your mind on a player, then you didn't want that player.
We'll see. We'll see what he posts today. Maybe it'll change my mind.
Yeah. If he comes back with a banger, like, I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, this is good. But I need to see something, though. That was very bad. Like, you're saying it's a fluff video. He didn't fluff anything. That's cardboard still. Not good.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Yeah. Turn it up. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Jarrell says, Caleb was a spark we haven't had in a while. Hopefully Keyshawn can provide the same spark. I'll tell you what, man, this Keyshawn Johnson looks good. What a summer league. Last night, Leroy, I think all Heat fans would agree. Last night, summer league.
How many people you? How many? What you?
An experience, dude. It was an experience.
Can I just say something here? When you say all Heat fans would agree,
yeah.
How many Heat fans you think watched summer league?
If they missed, then you missed a great night. Okay. Maybe the most entertaining game since Jaime Jaquez on Christmas.
Okay.
It was a night.
What was
Don't look at me like that, Marcos. I'm telling you, dude. This Khalil Ware.
You may be right. Wow. Unfortunately, you may be right.
Khalil Ware, dude.
Khalil Ware. I've seen enough. Starting line.
Wow. Leroy. He had this one play in the first quarter. A guy kind of like this intangibles hit him with the spin move and got past him. Didn't matter. Wingspan. Knocked it away. He's so big. And then, I don't know what this King Summer League coach was doing, but every single time a 6'5 guy got switched on him, he had like 3 straight possessions of and ones just dunking on these fools. It was so great to watch him just go to work and destroy the Sacramento Kings Summer League. I don't care if these guys are bagging groceries next week. It was an experience, dude. The Heat done did it again. Adam Stein. Hey,
really did.
Give it up for Adam Stein.
Hey, come on.
Hey,
come on.
Let's give it up.
Hey,
let's go.
So, build so it the Heat draft. Did need a big.
What's that?
So, the Heat did need a big.
You think? They needed this big.
Woo, okay. But
they
but,
needed this big.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Leroy.
Yeah.
This guy is an alien. He's got so much. Doesn't even look like he's trying hard, quite frankly. And he's putting up monster numbers out there.
Well, the thing is like we need to get. We still need to understand that bigs don't always look like they're moving like, say, Caleb Martin would. Right. They just always have that thing.
He just covers so much space.
Yeah.
He's big.
Yeah.
And Leroy. The lobs. All the lobs. Marcos, did you see the lobs?
Khalil O'Neal, dude.
I'm going to just say this. You're welcome.
Dude, I got to tell you,
I've been begging. Hey, who on this show has been begging for a big for 3 years?
Listen, you've been begging for it. And okay. Let me tell you something. He fed us some lobster mac and cheese yesterday, dude. I mean, it was delicious. Khalil Ware. I mean, he had it all. And then here's the other thing. The best part about yesterday's game, it kind of got sneaky close there in the fourth quarter because the Heat were kicking their ass. They cut it to 7, and Khalil really wasn't playing in the fourth quarter. They bring him in for the last 5 minutes, dominates, steps on the King's neck, and takes that game out of him. And then goes Dirk Nowitzki, one-legged fadeaway.
Goosey's galore.
Kids got skills, dude. Skills that pay the bills. Adam Simon did it again, dude.
Did it again.
Did it again.
Immediate impact.
Did it again.
Untradeable.
And by the way, did you see Bam's already getting practice at the 4? Yep.
Wonder why?
Because you want to know something? Here's the thing. They put out the first scrimmage lineup yesterday, Marcos, right?
Yep.
First scrimmage lineup for Team USA. Because Captain Bam America is here to save the day.
Of course.
And the first lineup. Now, Steve Kerr says don't look anything into this, but we're going to look into it. And
that guy's still
the
coaching,
first
though.
Lineup he throws out there, starting lineup against the select team, poor Jaime. You got Tyrese Halliburton.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards.
Oh.
LeBron James. Anthony Davis.
Huh.
Bam Adebayo.
Wow.
Yep.
That's the starters.
That's what he put out there. He says don't look into it, but I'm going to look into it. What am I supposed to do? Not look into it?
For sure. I mean, you did this. By the way, I didn't do this.
You see this Eric Spoelstra?
Chummy.
Wow. very chummy with Ant-Man. Very chummy.
Number one option, Ant-Man.
Because you know it reminds him of D-Wade, right?
Maybe. Hard to say.
Like, I love how now the Bam at the four playing with a big is getting you going like that when I have literally been yelling this for years.
Well, I was speaking to my friend Kevin Love yesterday.
You know what I need to hear right now? Leroy,
what?
You might be onto something. You were right.
You said this. I'll give you some credit. You did say this, but I was also speaking to my friend Kevin Love yesterday, right? And Love, he was also, you know, saying this could be setting up for a career year of Bam. You know, as an expert opinion.
Because he gets to do more.
It was an expert opinion, dude, from one.
Kevin Love knows basketball.
I'm getting ready to get up. Because you have fought me. We don't need that. We don't need a big. We don't need that. I'm like, dude, Bam is too good to be in the paint. I've said this. Now all of a sudden, guess who's at the four? Oh my goodness. You have to be kidding me. You can't be serious right now.
Problem?
You act like this is something new?
Well, like, I mean, Kevin Love was talking about this yesterday.
Your eyes have been open to this?
Kevin Love was talking about this yesterday, and you know,
did I
just think
I not
you
say Bam will have his best year season when he's the four? And not a center.
One would say you have to respect the opinion of a Kevin Love, though, right?
Oh, but not
Kevin Love knows basketball.
What do I know?
That guy.
Oh, no, I mean, knows you know sports. Basketball. You know sports.
I want to fight you right
Kevin
now.
Kevin Love, though.
I want to fight you like all the fights I see on X. I want to fight you.
Respectfully, I mean, you did mention this. I will give credit where credit's due. That's what they call me. They call me the credit man. But I just think that, you know, Kevin Love saying it, just, you know, it sounds a little different coming from Kevin Love. It's my guy.
If that's the case, when I have football takes, you don't listen to me.
That's not true. I very much respect your football acumen.
Yeah, but Baldy, though. Baldy knows football.
Baldy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Because Kevin Love, I mean, this, you know. Yeah.
It's one day we're supposed to get to the weed gently before you do this to me.
I've had many conversations with Bam. Obviously, I spoke to him, you know, after he signed his contract and after it was announced, obviously not in that order. But I'm excited, really excited for him because you always see guys coming off of USA basketball having played with the best players and against the best competition in the world. And they have career years. And I think in the evolution of Bam's game and being able to expand his game and now, you know, maybe stepping in and playing a little bit more minutes at the four. Obviously, we've added depth at the five and added depth with some size and Nico being able to play the four and play the, you know, point forward. I think it's going to allow for him to, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but log, you know, maybe a few less minutes or be able to, you know, get the best out of maybe 35 minutes instead of 40 or 41 or 42. So that when it comes playoff time, when we need to be at our absolute best and fresh, he can play those heavy extended minutes and be Bam and have a career year like that. And we fully expect that out of him because he chases the game, you know, better than anyone that, you know, right up there with anybody that I've seen. So it's aspirational in that way, and he's the guy that's going to lead us.
Wow. Love.
Gooseys.
That guy knows hoops.
Gooseys galore.
Knowledgeable on the game.
Marcus.
This guy knows things, man.
He knows things,
the
dude.
Way he articulates that, and he knows he's on the court. He knows what his role has been to help Bam.
Yep.
And now getting a big, man, we needed that. If only like this office would have made this move earlier, that would have been.
But you got to find the right. We'd agree, Marcus. You got to find the right
gotta
one.
Got to find
and
the
this
right
looks
one.
Like, you know, it to me, it looks like the warehouse. Yeah. He's going to take up the right space for the Miami Heat.
The warehouse. The warehouse. What do you think that one, Leroy? Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
What? Why?
Okay.
His name is Kal-El. It got to be Superman.
What about Khalil O'Neal? You didn't like that one? It seemed like you didn't like that one.
No.
I do like Khalil O'Neal, actually. It's pretty good.
I mean, I think I like that
pretty one. Good.
Someone did it myself. Warehouse is good, though. I'm not a fan of Warehouse.
You guys.
What? What's the problem?
Especially, very good. Especially you.
Well, what do you right mean? Now. Kevin Love brought it up.
I'm so mad at you.
Why? Why?
I've been saying this, and you, like, you if Bam was playing center tomorrow, you'd still be happy.
He's still going to get minutes at center. Mm-hmm. He is. He's going to get minutes at center.
No, but here's what's going to happen. It's going to be if Ware can either take somebody off the dribble or something like that, then Bam and Ware can go interchangeable. They can, you know, pick their spots and pick and roll and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. where they can have the mismatch so that if a 6'5 guy ends up on Ware, he can take him to the rim. But then if you still switch and the 6'5 guy ends up on Bam, Bam is living where he used to live. It's no seems big like you, deal. So
seems like you see the vision.
You're the worst. You're the worst. You're the newspaper. You're the newspaper when they write this so and so got arrested for this and this and this, and then the retraction is on page 8. That's how
fair.
You yeah,
that's
no, that's
fair.
What you do.
That's not
yeah.
fair. That's not fair.
You didn't bring that same energy when you said, you know what, you might have been right about this.
You have a different type of energy when it's Thomas Bryant. Now we have Khalil Ware. It's different.
No. I didn't say who it had to be, but I said Bam will be at his best and the best version of himself when he can play the four. And everybody made fun of me and everybody laughed. And I said, he's going to be doing some of the same things Pascal Siakam is doing. Right? I said, no, he's not Pascal. That's not what I'm saying. But when you look at the type of player and what Pascal Siakam does, that's some of the things that Bam's going to do on the perimeter. But no.
Nobody. I just wish you'd stop saying Pascal Siakam. Could you say Chris Bosh?
He likes this guy so much. He likes Pascal.
I just don't like the name Pascal.
It could be
Chris Bosh.
Definitely.
It could be Chris Bosh. Please. I just, the only reason why I say that is because he's a current player. Right?
He right.
cares yes. about that guy.
It's Khalil Ware, dude.
Yeah.
Beware.
Right.
Minus one.
But the thing is. Jesus.
Minus one.
I am, like, as good as Khalil Ware is, that's going to make Bam that much better.
Agreed.
Because you're going to see what Bam can actually do on a basketball court and not have all that energy and that talent in the paint.
That's what Kevin Love just said.
Sounds a lot like what Kevin Love just said. I'm just saying.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Yeah. Turn it up. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Jarrell says, Caleb was a spark we haven't had in a while. Hopefully, Keyshawn can provide the same spark. I tell you what, man, this Keyshawn Johnson looks good. What a summer league. Last night, Leroy, I think all Heat fans would agree. Last night, summer league.
How many people you? How many? What you?
An experience, dude. It was an experience.
I just say something here. When you say all Heat fans would
agree, yeah.
How many Heat fans you think watched summer league?
If they missed, then you missed a great night. Okay. Maybe the most entertaining game since Jaime Jaquez on Christmas.
Okay.
It was a night.
What was
it? Don't look at me like that, Marcos. I'm telling you, dude. This Khalil Ware.
You may be right. Wow. Unfortunately, you may be right.
Khalil Ware, dude.
I've seen enough. Starting line.
Wow. Leroy. He had this one play in the first quarter. A guy kind of like this intangibles hit him with a spin move and got past him. Didn't matter. Wingspan. Knocked it away. He's so big. And then, I don't know what this King Summer League coach was doing, but every single time a 6'5 guy got switched on him, he had like 3 straight possessions of and ones just dunking on these fools. it was so great to watch him just go to work and destroy the Sacramento Kings Summer League. I don't care if these guys are bagging groceries next week. It was an experience, dude. The Heat done did it again. Adam, hey,
really did.
Give it up for Adam Stein.
Hey, hey, come on.
Hey,
come on.
Let's give it up.
Hey,
let's go.
So, build so the Heat draft. Did need a big.
What's that?
So the Heat did need a big.
They needed this big.
Woo, okay, but
they needed this big.
Okay,
let me tell you something, Leroy.
Yeah,
this guy is an alien. He's got so much. Doesn't even look like he's trying hard, quite frankly. And he's putting up monster numbers out there.
Well, the thing is like we need to get. We still need to understand that bigs don't always look like they're moving like, say, Caleb Martin would. Right, they just always have that thing.
He just covers so much space.
Yeah,
he's big.
Yeah,
and Leroy. The lobs. All the lobs. Marcos, did you see the lobs?
Khalil O'Neal, dude.
I'm going to just say this. You're welcome.
Dude, I got to tell you, I've been begging.
Hey, who on this show has been begging for a big for 3 years?
Listen, you've been begging for it. And okay. Let me tell you something. He fed us some lobster mac and cheese yesterday, dude. Whoa. I mean, it was delicious. Khalil Ware. I mean, he had it all. And then here's the other thing. The best part about yesterday's game, it kind of got sneaky close there in the fourth quarter because the Heat were kicking their ass. They cut it to 7, and Khalil really wasn't playing in the fourth quarter. They bring him in for the last 5 minutes, dominates, steps on the King's neck, and takes that game out of him. And then goes Dirk Nowitzki, one-legged fadeaway.
Goosey's galore.
Kids got skills, dude. Skills that pay the bills. Adam Simon did it again, dude.
Did it again.
Did it again.
Immediate impact.
Did it again.
Untradeable.
And by the way, did you see Bam's already getting practice at the four? Yep.
Wonder why?
Because you want to know something? Here's the thing. They put out the first scrimmage lineup yesterday, Marcos, right?
Yep.
First scrimmage lineup for Team USA. Because Captain Bam Erica is here to save the day.
Of course.
And the first lineup. Now, Steve Kerr says don't look anything into this, but we're going to look into it. And
that guy's still
the
coaching,
first
though.
Lineup he throws out there, starting lineup against the select team, poor Jaime. You got Tyrese Halliburton.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards.
Oh.
LeBron James. Anthony Davis.
Huh.
Bam Adebayo.
Wow.
Yep.
That's the starters.
That's what he put out there. He says don't look into it, but I'm going to look into it. What am I supposed to do? Not look into it?
For sure. I mean, you did this. By the way, I didn't do this.
You see this Eric Spoelstra?
Chummy.
Wow. Very chummy with Ant-Man. Very chummy.
Number one option, Ant-Man.
Because you know it reminds him of D-Wade, right?
Maybe. Hard to say.
Like, I love how now the Bam at the four playing with a big is getting you going like that when I have literally been yelling this for years.
Well, I was speaking to my friend Kevin Love yesterday.
You know what I need to hear right now? Leroy,
what?
You might be onto something. You were right.
Well, you said this. I'll give you some credit. You did say this, but I was also speaking to my friend Kevin Love yesterday, right? And Love. He was also, you know, saying this could be setting up for a career year of Bam. You know, as an expert opinion.
Because he gets to do more.
It was an expert opinion, dude, from one.
I'll tell you now.
Kevin Love knows basketball.
I'm getting ready to get up. Why? Because you have fought me. We don't need that. We don't need a big. We don't need that. I'm like, dude, Bam is too good to be in the paint. I've said this. Now all of a sudden, guess who's at the four? Oh my goodness. You have to be kidding me. You can't be serious right now.
Problem?
You act like this is something new?
Well, like, I mean, Kevin Love was talking about this yesterday.
Your eyes have been open to this?
Kevin Love was talking about this yesterday. And, you know,
Did I not say Bam will have his best year season when he's the four? And not a center?
You'll, One would say you have to respect the opinion of a Kevin Love, though, right?
Oh, but not
Kevin Love knows basketball.
What do I know?
That guy.
Oh, no, I mean, knows you know sports. Basketball. You know sports.
I want to fight you right
Kevin
now.
Kevin Love, though.
I want to fight you like all the fights I see on X. I want to fight you.
Respectfully, I mean, you did mention this. I will give credit where credit's due. That's what they call me. They call me the credit man. But I just think that, you know, Kevin Love saying it, it just, you know, it sounds a little different coming from Kevin Love. It's my guy.
If that's the case, when I have football takes, you don't listen to me.
That's not true. I very much respect your football acumen.
Yeah, but Baldy, though. Baldy knows football.
Baldy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Because Kevin Love, I mean, this, you know. Yeah.
It's one day we're supposed to get to the weed gently before you do this to me.
I've had many conversations with Bam. Obviously, I spoke to him, you know, after he signed his contract and after it was announced, obviously not in that order, but I'm excited, really excited for him because you always see guys coming off of USA Basketball having played with the best players and against the best competition in the world. And they have career years. And I think in the evolution of Bam's game and being able to expand his game and now, you know, maybe stepping in and playing a little bit more minutes at the four. Obviously, we've added depth at the five and added depth with some size and Nico being able to play the four and play the, you know, point forward. I think it's going to allow for him to, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but log, you know, maybe a few less minutes or be able to, you know, get the best out of maybe 35 minutes instead of 40 or 41 or 42. So that when it comes playoff time, when we need to be at our absolute best and fresh, he can play those heavy extended minutes and be Bam and have a career year like that. And we fully expect that out of him because he chases the game, you know, better than anyone that, you know, or right up there with anybody that I've seen. So it's aspirational in that way. And he's the guy that's going to lead us.
Wow. Love.
Gooseys.
That guy knows hoops.
Gooseys galore.
Knowledgeable on the game.
Marcus.
This guy knows things, man.
He knows things.
The
dude.
Way he articulates knows that. And he knows he's on the court. He knows what his role has been to help Bam.
Yep.
And now getting a big, man, we needed that. If only like this office would have made this move earlier, that would have been.
But you got to find the right. We'd agree, Marcus. You got to find the right
gotta
one.
Got to find
and
the
this
right
looks
one.
Like, you know, it to me, it looks like the warehouse. Yeah. He's going to take up the right space for the Miami Heat.
The warehouse. The warehouse. What do you think that one, Leroy? Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, why?
Okay.
His name is Kal-El. It got to be Superman.
What about Khalil O'Neal? You didn't like that one? It seemed like
no,
you didn't like that one.
No.
I do like Khalil O'Neal, actually. It's pretty good.
I mean, I think I like that
pretty
one.
Pretty good.
Someone did it myself. The warehouse is good, though. I'm not a fan of warehouse.
You guys.
What? What's the problem, man?
Especially, good. Especially you.
Well, what do you right mean? Now. Kevin Love brought it up.
I'm so mad at you.
Why?
I've been saying this, and if Bam was playing center tomorrow, you'd still be happy.
He's still going to get minutes at center. Mm-hmm. He is. He's going to get minutes
at
center.
No, but here's what's going to happen. It's going to be if Ware can either take somebody off the dribble or something like that, then Bam and Ware can go interchangeable. They can, you know, pick their spots and pick and roll and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. where they can have the mismatch so that if a 6'5 guy ends up on Ware, he can take him to the rim. But then if you still switch and the 6'5 guy ends up on Bam, Bam is living where he used to live. It's no seems big like you, deal. So
seems like you see the vision.
You're the worst. The worst. You're the newspaper. You're the newspaper when they write this so and so got arrested for this and this and this and then the retraction is on page 8. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
You didn't bring that same energy when you said, you know what? You might have been right about this.
You have a different type of energy when it's Thomas Bryant. Now we have Khalil Ware. It's different.
No. I didn't say who it had to be, but I said Bam will be at his best and the best version of himself when he can play the four. And everybody made fun of me and everybody laughed. And I said, he's going to be doing some of the same things Pascal Siakam is doing. Right? I said, no, he's not Pascal. That's not what I'm saying. But when you look at the type of player and what Pascal Siakam does, that's some of the things that Bam's going to do on the perimeter. But no.
Nobody. I just wish you'd stop saying Pascal Siakam. Could you say Chris Bosh?
He likes this guy so much. He likes Pascal.
I just don't like the name Pascal.
It could be Chris Bosh.
Definitely.
It could be Chris Bosh. Please. The only reason why I say that is because he's a current player. Right?
He's right.
Cares yes. about that guy.
It's Khalil Ware, dude.
Yeah.
Beware.
Right.
Minus one.
But the thing is,
Jesus. Minus one.
I am like as good as Khalil Ware is.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna make Bam that much better.
Agreed.
Because you're gonna see what Bam can actually do on a basketball court and not have all that energy and that talent in the paint.
That's what Kevin Love just said.
Sounds a lot like what Kevin Love just said. I'm just saying.